All right. Appreciate everybody being here. Good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-22-022 regarding Mr. Derek Otto. The time is now 10 a.m. on March 9th, 2023. My name is Daniel Kleifel.
Time wore off.
My name is Daniel Kleifel, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. But before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees introduce themselves along with their title and purpose. We'll go ahead and get started with staff. Again, I'm Daniel Kleifel, an assigned investigator.
Brandon Eaton, board staff.
Thanks.
Orlean Lara, enforcement manager.
Thank you. Mr. Donald?
Assistant Attorney General Scott Donald, acting as board counsel.
Thank you. And EAC members?
Greg Oswald, EAC member.
Thank you.
Bruce Labelle, home inspector, EAC member.
Thank you, sir.
EAC member, sorry.
Mr. Boyle, thank you. Mr. Skaggs?
Yeah, Roger Skaggs, home inspector, home inspector's rules and standards committee member, president of Arizona ASHI. That's it.
Appreciate it, sir. Mr. Otto, our respondent?
I'm here.
Thank you, sir.
Otto, the real estate services.
Appreciate it. Just for the record, we did send a notice with an invite with ample notice to our ledger, but they have not responded and so far haven't shown up. So we'll see if they call in or show up a bit later. Just a few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when we go back to the recording, we can tell who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones will need to be turned off or placed on silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from the meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on January 28th of 2022 related to a home inspection in Florence, Arizona, on or about January 25th of 2022. The EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I would like to ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you can signify yes or no as to whether you're good to move forward. Mr. Skaggs?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the case. I've reviewed it. I'm ready to go.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Oswald?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Labelle?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Boyle?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Where was I? Okay. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the ledger, but so far the ledger has not called in, and then responded. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is their time for the interview. So in this particular case, we'll start off our, when we go into executive session, we'll start off with a time that we can speak with legal counsel about a legal question that came up at the last meeting. And then we'll go into interviewing with Mr. Otto.
Before we get that far, this is Derek Otto, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I was curious, why this is even being heard by the council to begin with, because it's not an issue with the inspection, and it was not brought forth by the buyer or the seller. It was brought forth from the agent. And her disgruntled issue is more of a personal problem, I think.
So that would be an excellent question for when it's your turn for an interview during executive session. Since we're an open session, we have to kind of be careful to focus our dialogue on stuff that's not case specific. But that is definitely something that will need to be brought up during your interview, sir.
And Daniel?
Yes, sir.
If you'd like, I can provide a kind of a generalized procedural answer to that in open session.
Okay.
Generally speaking, an agency, a regulatory board, is vastly different from a civil court. It's an entirely different thing. It doesn't matter who brings in a complaint. If a board receives a complaint about a licensed individual, it has to investigate that complaint. It doesn't matter if the person who makes the complaint has any connection to anything. They simply receive a complaint about a licensee, and they have to investigate that complaint.
In the court, they investigate more. Why is this far?
Well, in the course of investigating a complaint, the board may become aware, or board staff may become aware of issues that weren't a part of the initial complaint. But again, anything relating to licensing has to be investigated by the board. So if they discover that there are new potential issues, they have an obligation to investigate those. In terms of why something proceeds the way it does, only the board itself can dismiss a complaint or move forward with a complaint. Board staff do not have the statutory authority to do that. There is an investigative process that is spelled out by the statute and that they have to follow with investigating every complaint. And so I can understand the situation may be frustrating from time to time based upon your perception of the investigation, but it's simply following a statutory requirement for how an investigation proceeds. Nobody at this stage has any statutory authority to dismiss any complaint.
Understood.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to call for a motion to enter executive session.
I'd like to move that we go into executive session.
Bruce Segal.
Thank you.
I'll second that, Greg Hossel.
Thank you, sir.